Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter.
Would you like to know the story about Easter? Would you like to know the story about what was going on in the Easter parade that took place when Jesus was there? Well, Jesus was talking to his disciples before Easter. And he was saying to the disciples, get with it, boys. Shape up. Practice, practice, practice. And they said, well, Jesus, you can do it, but we can't. He says, yes, you can. He said, just practice. He says, I believe I can do it, so I can do it. When you believe you can do it too. It's not a matter that you have to believe that you can do it. It's just a matter that you do it without questioning. And you just do it, do it, do it. And the disciples said, yeah. And they went out and they practiced and were unsuccessful. And they came back to Jesus and they said, it doesn't work. You know, you got some magic there, you know. You're God. You're one with the Father, you know. And Jesus said, yeah, you're right. I'm God. I'm one with the Father. And he said, guys, I've had it with you. I've taught you now 3 years, and you still are blowing it. You're still not really applying yourself. I have other flocks that I want to attend to, and I'm going to head out. And they didn't have any idea what he's talking about. So he had to make a scene. He had to make a show out of it. And so he said, boys, I've got to go so the Comforter can come to you and work with you on a one-on-one basis from your inside out. And so then he says, I'm going to die. And I'm going to die a horrible death. And I won't really mind, because it doesn't bother me. I know what's going on. But this is just a charade that I'm putting on for you guys. You know, I'll look bloody, but I won't be bloody. You know, I'll look bad, but I won't be bad. But you'll think I'm bad. Now, any of you who are really spiritually illumined, any of you 12, any who are spiritually illumined, will see me always as I am, untouched by the experience. You will see me in my radiant self, in my seamless robe at all times, untouched by the experience that will be demonstrated before you, untouched by the show that society is going to put on in front of you, that you have caused to be. Now, what kind of show are you going to see? Are you going to see me ascending into the Father in glory and honor? Or are you going to see me in dignity? Are you going to see me in the worst possible way that man can ever be faced, to be blamed for things he didn't do, and to be put down in the eyes of humanity, to be put down in the eyes of all mankind? You see, it's how are you going to see me? Is this how you see me? And how are you going to fight for it? You know, is that what you're going to do? And so, I am here to be the way, the truth, and the light, and show you that you're the way, the truth, and the light too. And so the story goes on that, what was his name? Judas Iscariot? Judas said, oh, come on, let's push the boy. Let's push Jesus so that he'll stand up and say something and do something. And in pushing Jesus, Judas went to the priests who had been looking for Jesus and couldn't find him because he's out in the open. You know, you can't steal something that's out in the open because you can't find it. Well, he was out in the open, and so he went to him for 30 pieces of silver. He sold Jesus to the priests. And so Jesus was on his way to the temple. And who was it who said, Jesus is the King of the Jews? Well, his old friend Peter. And Peter should have known better. And so the centurion soldier was standing in front of them, and he cut his ear off. And Jesus says, hey, no violence. No violence. And dump, the ear was back, you know. No violence. None of this nonsense. But you see, the show was growing. The drama was increasing. Now, isn't it interesting that all the disciples were not there? All the disciples were not around as the adventure was going on and as the theater was going on, but just the couple guys who should have known better, the ones who should have really been able to see through it. They should have healed the sick and raised the dead, but they didn't because they didn't believe. They didn't have the conviction within themselves. They didn't follow the teachings that Jesus told them. Okay, so the scene went on. And Jesus went to court. They took him and put him in prison. They stripped his clothing from him. They put junk stuff on him, you know. And they did all sorts of things. And then what did Pontius Pilate do? He says, hey, there's nothing wrong with this guy, you know. I don't know what's your hang-up, you know. Well, the rabbis couldn't tell him what their hang-up was, that Jesus was messing up their show. People were listening to Jesus and not paying attention to what they were saying. And they wanted to get rid of this interloper, you know. They wanted to get rid of this guy. And the only way to get rid of him was to have him be committed for something he didn't do. And in the Roman court, he was condemned of wanting to be the king of the Jews. And only Herod could be the king of the Jews, you know. And so therefore, here he was accused of something that, how could he say he didn't do it? And what did he say to Pontius Pilate? So you say. He couldn't say anything else. He couldn't say, I do not. He didn't deny anything. Why should he deny something? To deny it is only to give it power. So, the story goes on, and the story goes on. And we could play out all the role of the story, but that's unnecessary. So around him were all these people who kept looking and seeing the show going on the way it was going on. If the consciousness of the disciples had been such, they could have just sat together and said, hey, our master's got a problem. Let's sit down and pray. Let's sit down and put the cause in motion that all is in divine order. Let's get away from that scene and get away from that activity and say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And then it would have been in divine order. But no, they worried it. And Jesus told Peter, he says, you know, Peter, you think you're so stable and you're so wonderful and you're so good. Well, three times before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. And the rest of my disciples are going to deny me. They don't want to get hung up as I am, because they're going to deny me. And you see, the show went on. The show went on. And it was a show that there was no other solution for, because they already in their minds saw him being killed. And they should have realized that you can't kill God. You can't kill the Son of God. You can't kill the divinity within anybody. But they didn't realize that. So, onward they went. Well, finally, all the grisly scene took place and all the things took place. And then he was put in a tomb. And in the tomb, Jesus, of course, was unaffected. His body was limp and empty of blood and fluids and so forth, but that didn't mean anything. He'd been through things like that before. He said, if you were like a stone, if you were cast to all the furthest parts of the world, and you were to be brought back together, you would. If you cut my body up and cast it to the furthest parts of the world, should I choose, I could snap my finger and every part would be back into place in its divine order. Oh, the Bible's filled with all sorts of interesting stories, I tell you. So, what did he do? He came out of the tomb, and as he came out, he was seen by some people, and they didn't recognize him. And he didn't let that bother him, because everybody didn't know him. And he went to the upper room, and what did he do? He found them all gathered there, feeling sorry for themselves. And instead of rejoicing in the fact that here is this resurrected being, how wonderful, they didn't believe it. They wanted to have proof of his death by the stigmata in his hands and so forth. And so he went back to the drawing board and put them in, and then came back to them so that Thomas could touch it and know it. But you see, the story is not about the spiritual beingness. The story is not about the spiritual light. It's not about the spiritual master. The story is about the drama. And every time we have a story about the drama in life, we forget the real story of life. The real story of life is be yourself and have fun. Now, do you think Jesus was himself and had fun?
Yeah.
Sure, he's untouched by this. Do you think people who walk on fire are being themselves and having fun? Sure, they're untouched by it. They're not touched by that fire. And we look at Jesus and we think he was touched by these experiences. He wasn't touched by that. He was playing the game. He was a good actor. Very good. And he pretended he was dead. He pretended he was alive. He'd been dealing with others and raised them from the dead. Don't you think he could have been undead himself? Easily. But it was a show. It was part of the theater. Now, what do we want to believe? What do we want to be? Does it matter what we believe? All that matters is, what lesson have you gotten from this story that you think is so charming, the Easter story, the resurrection of the Christ? What is so fascinating about it? Well, the fascinating thing about it is that that's you. That's me. The resurrection is us. We have left behind the old ideas that say that we can't do it. And we're lifting up our hearts and our minds and our soul to the fact that now is the time. Now is the time to live and be all that we are able to be and all that we're capable of being. Because this is the resurrection and the light. This is the true story of Jesus. The true story, not that other stories are false and other stories are true, but this is the story that he was attempting to tell his disciples. He was attempting to tell the world, and he was attempting to tell himself, to be himself and have fun. So, think on these things, and know that you too, this Easter day, have seen the light for yourself in a way that you never knew existed. That you are beautiful, you are immortal, you're eternal, you're wonderful, and you're God. Have a lovely Easter, and go out and find all the eggs that are planted in the yard and bring them in and have a feast. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.